This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Vermeer Corporation, Melcher Dallas Schools, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Pleasantville Schools, Sully Transport, and 3M. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, City of Pella, Don's Heating and Cooling in Knoxville, Central College, Raceway Tire and Exhaust in Knoxville, Precision Pulley and Idler of Pella, and Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville and Melcher Dallas. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids are back to school. What role does vision play in learning? When should our children first get their eyes checked, and why? In the eighth part of a 10-part in-depth series, let's go in depth with Dr. Jason Mosdam with Eye Health Solutions, Knoxville. Jason, eyeglasses were a great invention, weren't they?
They were. There was a lot of us that'd be in trouble without them, certainly. So,
Both of us. Yes.
Sitting here today, yeah, we wouldn't be getting much done without what we have on our faces. So,
I'm sure it's been a long time since you learned this, but do we know anything about the invention of eyeglasses? Who did it? About when?
We do. Leonardo da Vinci, and I'm going just off memory, I'd have to look back at sources, I know certainly did some of the early work there. There's some images of him inventing the first contact lens, if you will, by sticking your head in a bowl of water and opening the eye and using the water as the lens, you know, and that was back, of course, before we had ground, you know, precision lenses. So we can trace it back to some of those early times.
And people were probably designing lenses for telescopes and microscopes and just all kinds of things happening all at about the same time, I suspect.
Yeah, very much so. And those certainly were some of the earliest lenses when we go back to the early telescopes and those types of things that Galileo and some of those folks were using back then. But we can certainly trace it back to that era, you know, in history is when that stuff all started to change. Thankfully so, for, like I said, for those of us sitting at the table here today, so...
And I'm just thinking, though, that the people that first started wearing them with frames, people must have looked at them a little strangely.
I'm sure, yeah, it looks strange. Certainly a lot of the materials in glasses were, you know, natural materials. They would have used horn, you know, and wood to hold those. And then certainly the first lenses would have been the lenses that, you know, that I'm kind of wearing now, which as you approach 40, you start needing a little help with the reading. And those were the first lenses, the magnifying lenses, you know, that came into play, you know, to help folks as they got, if they made it back then to 40, still had the same reading problems that we do today.
Well, now, I started having reading problems, I think, pretty early. It seems at 11 or 12, I had a hard time seeing the blackboard. Is that common?
Sure, it can be. Family history plays a role, certainly, there on that. But kids, as they're actively growing, their eyes physically getting bigger, and that's what makes them nearsighted. The eyes physically too big, and that's where, you know, typically then kids like yourself would come home and say, man, I can't see the blackboard. And that's a nearsighted eye or an eye that sees well up close, but has more trouble with distance. The other thing that can affect that is certainly astigmatism, which is a term that we use to describe the eye being shaped differently, where there's a different curvature going up and down than from side to side, which can blur the vision at distance also.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Marion County Auto Body, J&M Truck and Equipment Repair of Pella, iHealth Solutions of Knoxville, Tom's Collision Center of Pella, Twin Cedars Schools, and Pella Cooperative Electric. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and the the Radio Audio Media Player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com in the Radio Audio Media Player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central Cellular in Knoxville, Pella and Sully, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Knoxville, Meninga Pest Control in Pella, Home Check Home and Landlord Services by Park Woodle, Plum Supply of Pella, Stan and Shirley with Stan's Drywall in Pella, and the Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with Dr. Jason Mosdam about children's vision and learning. I guess I automatically knew that children are growing, but I never thought that that might impact their vision.
Yeah, absolutely. The their eyes growing like the rest of their body. Farsighted kids have eyes that are too small, so that point of focus, is too far behind the eye, and we use a different lens then to move that point of focus, onto the retina. Same thing for nearsighted; only that eye is too big. There's research certainly that's been done, trying to figure out what the cause, of nearsightedness is, and it's not clear. When we look at populations, hunter-gatherer populations and other things, and there's very low incidence of nearsightedness. Most of those folks have pretty good distance vision, so they're certainly how we live. And all the up-close work, seems to be playing a role. There's certainly some genetic component, but, we certainly don't have a way to prevent it yet at that point.
Now, as adults, we know when our vision is deteriorating. We're pretty clear on the concept. But for children, I bet it's not so clear. They sort of have what they have, and they're used to it.
Sure. And it's difficult, if you have children or have talked to children and you try to ask them very specific questions, it's difficult. I'll speak for myself. It's difficult sometimes to get good answers. And, and think about it. If you're born with an eye that doesn't see well and you're 2 years old, well, as far as that's how everybody sees. You don't know what's normal or what's not normal. So it's difficult. Kids aren't going to articulate, that they're seeing poorly or that they don't have vision in one eye or those types of things. So that's where, the eye exam comes into play to evaluate that. Just like kids get their hearing checked or have their, their teeth looked at. I mean, those are things where we can't expect the kids to be able to understand that there's a problem. We have to just look and determine that everything is normal.
Now, with hearing, we can sort of tell if somebody isn't hearing right, if a child isn't hearing right, but with eyesight, it's hard to tell.
Sure. It depends on the level. Obviously, if the kid's not seeing very well and bumping into walls and, has color vision issues or things like that, some things can be more obvious. But the tricky stuff can be certainly subtle, especially in hearing would maybe follow this analogy a little bit. If you had one ear that was very good and one that was very poor, you may not pick up on it, right away. And same thing with vision. You could have an eye that sees perfectly and an eye that doesn't see well at all, a condition called amblyopia, which is commonly referred to as lazy eye. And the kid may function fantastically because he's got one eye that's perfect. The other eye not working at all and certainly would need addressed because that could have profound impact, later on in school, not only in school, but in life. Certain jobs require good vision out of both eyes, jobs in law enforcement, driving trucks, being a pilot. There's a lot of jobs that require very good vision, and getting that stuff corrected early can, even have an impact on career later on in life.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Pella Regional Health Center, Brookwood Incorporated in Knoxville, Pleasantville Clinic, McKay Insurance in Knoxville, Verduft Agency of Pella, Marion County Fair Association, and Country Inn & Suites of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Recreation Center, Strover's True Value, Radio Shack and U.S. Cellular, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Two Rivers Cooperative, Digital Galleria Designs of Pella, and Mike's Towing in Knoxville.
I continued my conversation with Dr. Jason Mosdam about children's vision and learning. When should we start bringing in kits for exams?
Sure. I recommend if there's something obviously wrong, you know, anytime, even as an infant, you know, if there's an eye that's turned, you know, or just something that just seems wrong to a parent. Otherwise, somewhere between the age of 3 and 4, you know, kind of before preschool is a really good time to get them in. And we can do a lot with kids, you know, at that age. They don't have to know their letters or numbers or anything. We've got, you know, our eye charts have pictures, so we can get a really good evaluation of how their vision is and what they're seeing.
I bet a lot of parents don't think about that. I bet they don't think about eye health and getting kids in for vision as quickly as they do just regular physical checkups, do they?
Sure. You're always, I mean, you know, as a parent, and certainly I can relate to this having two young kids, I mean, you're worried about getting your school supplies, getting, you know, and just all the day-to-day stuff that comes along with that. And then if the kids always, you know, functioned well and not had any issues, you kind of make the assumption that everything's okay. But we know about 10% of kids, 10 to 15% of kids entering into kindergarten have a vision problem on that. So that's, you know, 1 to 1.5 out of 10. So if you've got 20 kids in a class, 2 of them got something wrong.
Wow. And so we need to bring them in before school and then bring them in yearly? Is that how it works?
So yearly, sometimes you can go a little longer than that. You know, if there's certainly a strong family history, you know, if mom and dad are sitting there with, you know, with glasses prescriptions, you know, or there's some sort of health history, you know, such as you know, the child's type 1 diabetic or something like that, then you're going to certainly want to do yearly. Some kids we can go every 2. The only issue is kids grow so fast. And if you're a parent out there, you know those jeans that you bought 6 months ago that are now, you know, up to their knees, that eye can change that quickly too with kids. And so, like I said, we will watch them yearly. Sometimes we'll go every couple of years, you know, just depending on family history and some of those things. But like I said, with kids, they can change and they can change really fast.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Skuring and Udermark DePella, Knoxville Anesthesiologist Services, Sparks Auto, Iowa Dermatology, Pella Motors, Gata Enterprises in Knoxville, and Knoxville Insurance. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting kniakrls.com in the Radio Audio Media Player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Beatty Law Firm, Niall Hicks Attorney, Pella Christian Grade Schools, McGriff's of New Sharon, Knoxville Schools, and Twyla Wilson, Shackley Organic Supplements Provider.
I continued my conversation with Dr. Jason Mosdam about children's vision and learning. How does vision impact learning?
Vision impacts learning. It's 80% as we've, you know, discussed in the past and as we discuss with patients here in the clinic. When a child, you know, you learn different ways, either auditory or visual. And kids early on, most of their learning, about 80%, comes through their visual system early on. So that's why that first eye exam and making sure that's all functional is important. You know, and it's not only seeing clearly, but also being able to track clearly. So if you can imagine reading left to right across the page and not being able to make accurate movements, and you're skipping every 3 words and can't keep your place in your line, you know, that creates all kinds of problems, you know, in reading, especially as we get farther along in school and the reading starts to get advanced. And certainly if the image isn't clear, again, imagine, you know, wearing a, you know, a dirty pair of sunglasses or, you know, really making your vision blurred and trying to sit down and do 3 or 4 hours worth of schoolwork, you know, how uncomfortable that could be and how much of a struggle. And so you'll see kids that just, you know, don't like to read or don't want to do things up close. And they'll say, oh, I'd rather go play outside, you know, and, it, you know, which is normal for a lot of kids and a good thing. But you want to make sure that they're able to see what they're seeing and not just avoiding that stuff because they're having a vision problem.
Okay, so if we're sort of lackadaisical about it, or we're doing what our parents did, which was never take us to the eye doctor until we started complaining about saying that there
sure,
was a problem.
Sure, and that was me also, yeah.
then we're potentially putting our kids at a learning disadvantage for every day that passes that they don't have the eyesight that they need.
Sure. Yeah, the last thing, you know, and it can happen certainly, but, you know, and I know from the education system, there's been a bigger push, you know, to get these kids checked earlier because, you know, otherwise the teacher's spending a lot of time trying to get a kid going that may just have needed a pair of glasses or had a vision-related problem that was slowing them down, you know. So you'll see really, really bright kids that can't see what they're doing, you know, struggle in school. And so if, you know, that can lag for a while, and certainly that, you know, can be a hindrance to that child's, you know, education.
Are diseases of the eye a problem for kids?
They are, yeah. Fortunately, they're a little bit more rare, you know, with kids on that. But certainly on kids that are born prematurely and have been on oxygen, we'll see a higher incidence of diseases. Cataracts, you know, I've certainly seen in kids entering school, you know, clouding of the lens in the eye and cataracts. Eye turns or lazy eye, you know, is an issue, you know, with kids. And so there's definitely an eye health component with kids. You know, even little kids can get glaucoma. Again, it's rare. But those are things that definitely happen. And, you know, and again, we just, our position is we never want to take that for granted. You know, there's no new eyeballs, you know, as I tell a lot of my patients. So we got to take good care of the two that you're given. So.
Well, cataracts, I'm a little surprised to hear that. I thought cataracts were for older people.
Typically they are, but you can certainly, I've seen cataracts in all ages of patients from infants to, you know, typical where we see them in some of our older patients. But it, kids can be born with a cataract and have no vision. And so we've had, you know, certainly patients that have had that. And just like adults, they'll have cataract surgery and get that cataract removed so they can get vision in that eye. So it definitely can happen.
Now, when I was a kid, there was a little bit of a social stigma for having glasses. They'd, you know, they'd call you four eyes.
Sure,
like that.
Sure.
That's all pretty much gone, isn't it?
It is. My daughter asked when I started wearing my glasses if we were having wacky day the next day at work when she saw me with mine. So she must not have approved of my glasses. But I think that probably persists a little bit. The nice thing, you know, is today's modern frames and lenses are, you know, much more stylish than what you and I are remembering maybe in the 1970s. And so that's improved. And then, of course, the contact lens technology, you know, is way better with single use. So I've got 7 and 8 year olds, you know, that are wearing contacts and doing well. That's not for everybody, but, you know, there are certainly a lot more options out there than what we've had. But yeah, a little social stigma out there. I probably see that a little bit more as we get into junior high and high school, where I think kids get a little more self-aware, you know, of some of those things.
The glasses are sort of cool. They can be cool with the right frames.
Very cool. Something magical happens when kids go to college. All of a sudden, glasses kind of become cool again. You know, so we seem to have that kind of area, like I said, from middle school to high school, where in general, where kids will tend to avoid. But yeah, absolutely. The modern frames and materials, a lot of modern designers, and there's a huge fashion component, you know, that comes along, you know, with that.
Now, you mentioned contacts. What's the age for contacts? When can kids start wearing contacts?
Sure. For really, you know, specific cases, there's even infants that wear contacts. They make pediatric contact lenses. Those are pretty rare, but, you know, they are made. Obviously, the parents are doing the cleaning and the insertion and the removal. But otherwise, the modern, you know, single-use throwaway lenses work great for young kids. So, like I said, 7, 8 years old, you know, kids can do very, very well with contacts. And when they wear them once and throw them away, mom and dad don't have to worry about having to, when they change their lenses or, you know, cleaning and care. So there's, you know, kind of some built-in safety protection that we wouldn't have with some of the traditional lenses on that. And kids can do very, very well with those. Depends on the kid. You know, some kids are able to do that quite well. Some kids aren't ready till they're a little bit older.
But for the kid that's rough and tumble, contacts might be the way to go.
If he can get them in and wear them, yeah, it saves a lot of wear and tear on the glasses, certainly. And obviously better for things like sports and, you know, those types of things, too, where kids are out running. It seems like we're starting sports earlier and earlier, you know, all the time. And glasses can certainly be getting away, you know, when you take a ball in the face or something like that. The glasses can certainly be a problem in those, and contacts are a good option.
Now, what's the most important, say, few points that you would like parents to take away from this interview?
I think the main thing is if you notice something wrong, you know, an eye turn, you know, or, you know, unusual redness or just anything doesn't seem right, you know, don't sit on it. Just get them in, get it looked at. The other thing is just somewhere before preschool, you know, to kindergarten age, make sure they get in and have an eye exam, you know, at a, from an eye doctor. And really those, if there's just two things, those are the things to get, you know, get that point across. And that way, anything that's, if there is something going on, you can get it addressed. You're really before school starts, you know, and that's a good time to get it. So as that, you know, child starts school, we know that visually, you know, they're not going to have anything holding them back.
Thanks to Dr. Jason Mosdam for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.